taste.
Breakfast Food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very good, thank you.
Very good. Staying dry today.
Yeah.
Trying.
I don't mind a rainy morning.
Rainy days. Morning sure. Can be quite nice. Yeah.
I'm excited because this is a mystery to me what you're talking about.
Well, it's July the 4th today.
Ah, true.
So I thought I'd talk Americana.
Oh, nice. Yes.
But first, I wanted to talk a little bit about Canadiana because on Monday it was actually Canada Day.
Oh, there we go.
Which people probably don't know as much as they know about July 4th. But I'm actually Canadian. My dad is Canadian.
Ah.
And we used to go to Canada every year in the summertime, but in our winter, their summer.
Yep.
But I don't remember ever celebrating Canada Day. So yeah. I don't know if that means that we're just
maybe
bad
not,
Canadians
yeah.
or
yeah.
if it's just not as celebrated over there. But I brought you guys some butter tarts, which is a really classic Canadian treat, but I
Yum.
Burnt them.
Oh, no.
I bet they're delicious.
I shouldn't have told the listeners because they can't see, I have selected the least burnt ones of the bunch. So
I'm sure they'll be.
They
you guys
don't
got
even
the good
look
ones.
Very burnt. This one looks great. I'm going to take
but
this one.
There was 12 of them. You've only received 6.
Yum, these look so good.
But as the name suggests, they are made from... I won't tell you before you take a bite, otherwise you might not want to eat it.
Oh my God, yum.
Oh my God.
These don't taste remotely burnt, these taste amazing.
They are just butter, brown sugar and maple syrup, basically. Oh. That is the filling.
And is it walnuts or pecans?
A mixture of walnuts and pecans.
Oh,
and
nailed it.
And there's some raisins in there too.
Yum.
But they're super
really
simple
good.
To make. So I cheated and bought the pre-made pastry shells because I just don't have time for making pastry at the moment.
Hey, who's got time for that?
No. Life's short. Do what you got to do.
I'll put the recipe up later, but they're super simple. You just like whisk together the melted butter, sugar.
They're delicious.
And you just pour them in the tart shell and bake them for like 10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes? Did you bake them for?
I had a timer on. I put them in for 10 minutes. And then I was just like blobbing out on the couch and I forgot about them. And it's always a bad sign when you can smell something burning before you can see it. Yeah. I just knew that that they were gone.
Well, these don't taste burnt remotely.
They don't even
these
look
are
burnt.
Like lovely.
Yeah, so
really
they're delicious
lovely.
And they're addictive. And it's like one of those things.
God.
It's like
yeah.
if you make a dozen of them, it's...
I just got a raisin and it's a good time.
Yeah. You have them sitting around the house and it's just so hard not to eat them all. They're just so good. But they are super sweet.
But you don't have as much of a sweet tooth, do
no,
you?
No, but I have certain things. Like I love caramelly type flavours, you know, and caramel buttery
burnt
type things.
Buttery.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to just chew into the microphone here. It's like some weird ASMR for people.
Someone told me off for chewing into the microphone once. So I'm very self-conscious about it.
Hey, leave Tess alone.
And so there's one other Canadian thing I love that I wanted to talk about, which is called a Caesar. It's a drink, the Caesar.
Oh,
have you guys ever heard
no.
of that before?
No.
It's a Bloody Mary, but it's made with something they call Clamato juice instead of tomato juice.
And Clamato.
Yeah, it sounds really gross. But
it kind of sounds like a disease.
So Clamato juice is tomato juice made with clam brine.
No. That's just not.
But you can't
sit right with me.
If you didn't know it was in there, you wouldn't. It's one of those things you wouldn't be able to taste it. It's like how anchovies act as a seasoning.
What the heck is clam juice?
You know when you start it. You know when you cook clams and a little bit of liquid leaches like comes out of them and it's the salty brine. So
Tess's face is not impressed. Right?
I don't love shellfish. That's also probably why.
So it's a little bit of that in the. But they sell it bottled like on the shelf and over there.
I guess it just gives a salty flavour.
It does. It gives a salty kind of savouriness to the drink, and it also is a lot more watery than tomato juice. So it's a lot more.
Okay.
It's easier to drink, and they normally garnish it with a pickled like green chili, which
so
was really
is it great. Just oh, the is it just the Clamato
juice is normally spiced, a little bit with a few spices, and then you make it like you would a Bloody Mary, like you add in hot sauce and vodka
but it's
green chili.
Clam juice, not tomato. My head is struggling.
Yeah, it's tomato juice mixed with
it's Clamato.
Yeah.
So
okay, got it.
Yeah. Like the name says,
not straight clam.
Okay.
Juice. Yeah.
Okay, because I was gonna say I can kind of see it be a bit like a vinaigrette.
I always wondered,
something
does anyone actually like Bloody Marys? I thought it was just one of those things that like
everyone does because they feel like they have to, but
yeah,
no one
I love Bloody Marys.
Okay.
I definitely do. Yeah. But the one thing I do struggle with them is that they're so filling and they're normally quite thick. So I do like them watered down a bit. So that's why I like. Yeah. That's why I like a clam juice. Actually serve those at, there's a place called Al's Deli, which is on Upper Queen, and that's owned by a Canadian guy, and he makes them there. So
he makes clamato. I wonder where he gets the clam.
You can buy it from that place, Martha's Backyard, but also
course.
You can make your own, and I've never looked into
DIY
it.
DIY clamato.
Yeah. But I like the stuff off the shelf.
Oh, that sounds good.
And yeah, and so then on to Americana, July 4th.
I just want to let you know that Sarah, our programming director, she's messaged me saying she loves burnt butter, Clamato juice and Bloody Marys.
Oh, good.
So you might have a soulmate up here at BFM. Yeah. I don't know.
Shout out, Sarah. We'll try and save you one of these little tarts, but also can't promise anything because I'm like nearly finished on mine already.
So are we moving to the US now?
Moving to the US now. So I think people always think of American food to be just like junk, you know, like burgers mm-hmm. and hot dogs and stuff. But one of my favorite cookbooks, or one of my favorite Jamie Oliver cookbooks, is his Jamie's America book, where he did this road trip around America and he went to all the different states. And it just shows how much diversity there is in the cuisine over there, actually, from state to state. Like there's so much more than just junk food.
Yeah.
And we did a big trip around America. Well, not a big trip, but we went to Miami, New Orleans and New York all in the same trip, and it was just so interesting to see how different the food was in each place. And so in Miami there's a lot of South American influence and Cuban influence and stuff, and then New Orleans obviously like Southern and Creole, and in New York you can get like anything. So so I really love that about American food. But I think July 4th is just a great excuse to
binge.
Yeah, to eat.
All the things you would normally eat.
Hot dogs. Yeah. I like to make chili dogs on July the 4th. I love a chili dog.
Yeah, I bet your chili dogs as well aren't just like a normal dog.
I probably need some. Is it chili mint?
Yeah, chili mint. Yeah. So, but when you make the chili, like, you know, normally if you made a big pot of chili, you'd put like some beans in there and you'd make it quite chunky and stuff. But for a chili dog, you want to make just like a really fine mince. It almost acts as just like a sauce that sits on the top.
Okay, right.
So it sits on top of a hot dog.
Yeah. So you get a hot dog and then you top it with a really simple beef chili mince. And then chopped raw onion, which I don't normally like, but it works really well on those. Jalapenos and grated cheese.
Is that red onion or is that like
white onion?
White onion. Wow, okay. That is.
If you chop it finely and sprinkle it as a garnish, it can be all right.
Yeah.
I think.
I've had it on
is it the dahi puri?
At Satya.
And they sprinkle it on top. And it's like kind of fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because I'm the same. I'm not a fan of raw onion usually.
It doesn't have a place anywhere else except here, I think. And on nachos as well. I normally put it on top of nachos. If I top my nachos with chili mints, I normally sprinkle raw onion on top. It just kind of cuts through all that grease.
Yeah. Nachos, delicious.
Yeah. And then
it's a good thing that there's food here this morning, because I'd be very hungry.
If you wanted to go out and celebrate, I would go to the Fed. I really love the Fed. They make a pickle martini there, which is so delicious. It's just
savory drinks all around this morning. Yeah.
Vodka, pickle juice and vermouth is all it is, I think. And they garnish it with a pickle square.
Pickle juice.
Like the brine from the pickle.
I think I can get behind that more than I can get behind Clamato, I think. So.
As a lady who... I'm sounding very fussy this morning, I feel. As a lady who doesn't like pickles, gotta say.
Well, then none of this is really for you. But if you like a dirty martini, then it's kind of like a dirty martini. It's actually it's sweeter because pickle brine normally has a bit of sugar in it. So it's sweeter than a dirty martini, so it's got a little bit of sweetness in there. And they also make a popcorn old-fashioned, which is... caramel popcorn infused rum, and then they use that to make an old fashioned, which is really, really good.
That does sound very Americana.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And then also tonight, have you guys ever been to the Beer Spot in Northcote?
No, I've heard of it though.
It's sort of down a driveway, and it's just like this really, you know, no frills kind of garage. They've got 50 beers on tap, and then they always have a food truck that parks up outside.
Cool. Nice.
And so tonight they've got Peach's Hot Chicken, which I've actually talked about before, which just make the most incredible fried chicken, I think. And they do chicken and waffles, and they do mac and cheese, and they make this chicken sandwich that I think about it all the time. It's just like
I've tried Peaches, and there needs to be a PSA though that the hot is like it's hot. Hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. So like the medium is hot.
The medium is hot. But like normally I always order hot and I think, oh yeah, hot, whatever. But their hot is actually really, really spicy. Yeah. And then they have a level above that as well, which
is like danger zone.
Yeah, yeah. It's called Holy Cluck. And it's so, so hot. Like I've had a wing and that's done in that spice and I couldn't
finish it.
I think
it.
If you think you're hot, go medium.
Yeah.
If you think you're hard, you're not as hard as you think you are.
Because you will, not be a nice
It's better to enjoy
experience.
Enjoy your meal than, you know, prove a point, I feel.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just me.
Just work your way up, I think.
Work your way up. Well, thank you for bringing us these delicious butter tarts this morning. Not even remotely burnt. They taste beautiful. And chatting to us about...
I'm not happy about serving them, but...
That's right. It's the beauty of radio as a medium. Everyone at home is just imagining these beautiful, perfect butter tarts. And, you
well,
know,
they are.
They'll
they
never
are
know.
Beautiful.
They are, exactly. Yeah. It's just because you're very perfectionist about this, and that's totally fine too. Thank you for bringing those up and chatting to us about Canada Day and America Day. What's it called? The 4th of July, Independence Day. And we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Leisha.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.